Good morning. Sorry, I'm using my loud voice. Good morning to all of you who are here, but good morning to folks out there who are on their way in here. The bluegrass is about to start. We have a wonderful afternoon culminating three great days here at the 2022 20th anniversary Blue Waters Bluegrass Festival. What a great weekend it has been so far, and boy, we have lucked out with the weather, haven't we? It's not supposed to get too warm today. There's a nice little breeze. There'll be some shade moving around throughout the afternoon, and it has just been lovely. We sure dodged a bullet last year when we thought we were going to have the 2021 festival. We didn't for a variety of reasons, pandemic and otherwise, and it was good that we didn't, because it turned out to be one of the smokiest weekends of the whole summer. So, yes, we're thankful for all this blue sky. Well, we've had a great variety of music all weekend, and as I've mentioned a few times, the Inland Northwest Bluegrass Music Association and a thriving Inland Northwest Bluegrass scene have given us so much over the years, both in terms of this festival and some of the other events in the bands that have been a part of our scene for many, many years. It's always great to see new bands forming. That is the case with this relatively new band. But a band composed of bluegrass veterans, some familiar faces for those of us who've been a part of this scene, but also some transplants from other areas who've moved up here, who have a long history playing the music in other regions. So we're real excited that this band has formed and that they are going to kick off our afternoon with some great traditional bluegrass and maybe a little bit of gospel music for our Sunday afternoon. Let's give a big round of applause and welcome here for Monroe Bridge.